You are Locked On Celtics, your daily Celtics podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible. Oh, my mama. Oh, my mama, baby, ma. Anything's possible.
Rainy days back with the vengeance. Back. All the real Celtics fans in attendance. Ooh. This the truth like 34. Yeah. This like walking in the garden when you hear the roars. Crowd goes crazy, most in-depth coverage on the daily, mainly podcast royalty, the content kings. When you talking about the franchise with 17 rings, 17 banners, way up in the rafters, J. King, John Corrales, and Sam Jam Packard. Focus like Danny at the deadline, global, but it got a local feel like the red line, the blue line, the green line. Play it in between time, I'ma throw my C's jersey on in the meantime and press play. When the F's done, I can't wait until the next day. Trying to stay in tune with the C's, it's the best way. Rainy days.
Welcome back. This is John Corrales here, wrapping up the Raining Jays this week. If you missed yesterday's show, you missed the announcement that J. King and Jam Packard are going off to The Athletic to do their own podcast. So what we did on Sunday was all get together and do basically 2 hours worth of podcasting, and this is part two of all of that. Now, the first episode yesterday, again, if you missed it, go download it. That's like the reminiscing goodbye, blah, blah, blah. In the next podcast, this one and Wednesday, that's actual Celtics talk. We're going through and predicting our whole season like we've done in the past. Game by game, win and loss, that's what we're doing. So that's what this podcast is. We're picking it up midstream. We're picking it up at a beer break. So we did our thing. We took a beer break. And then you will see that the beer does factor heavily into some performances on this show. So enjoy this. This is the first half of our Pick Every Game podcast. We're doing the first few months. We're getting up to 2020. So tomorrow will be January moving forward, and you'll get our win totals. So check it out. Enjoy the show.
We're actually going to talk about the Celtics.
You got to give the people
what they want.
Yes.
I was going to sing like Jalen Rose does, but then I realized I was just ripping off his entire bit. But
yeah. Prove it. God, that was horrible.
You guys have been begging for it.
Predicting every game?
Every single game of the season.
Every single game. We cannot end this show, this run of the Rain and Jays, without doing one more predict every game of the season. We're going to do a rapid fire style. We're going to do this quick. We're not going to get into it.
Well, let's remember the big factors that go into picking these games. Revenge is huge.
Yes.
Back-to-backs we don't think about until we learn about them very much in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then other than that, any bullshit reason you can think of is justifiable.
Also, I want people to remember that we were very incredible at predicting games before they happened last season. I think we all predicted at least 55 wins.
I think so.
For the Celtics?
I was at 65 wins, and I thought it was a conservative estimate.
Well, we got Mr. Sports Optimism there.
We all underestimated the power.
Can you just take a pause right now and just like reflect that and say Kyrie Irving's tenure as a Celtic was hilarious. The guy promised that he was coming back, made a commercial saying he was numbered to be in the rafters, and then a month later was talking to Spencer Dinwiddie about joining the Nets. That's just a good bit. Like that's fashion comedy. Like that's objectively hilarious.
We also have Corrales writing down on a paper towel.
It shows you the level of preparation we normally use for most of
paper
these
towel.
Podcasts.
Yeah.
Because J. King goes for the expensive stuff.
Right. I showed up here with two mics instead of three.
I will say that is an elite paper towel.
It's a high quality paper. The quilting
it's not
here is
rip.
Very nice.
Not with one pen stroke. No.
This is really going to clean up a spill like in a hurry.
See?
This is high level stuff.
Except it won't clean up the spill we're about to do with our prediction.
Nice oh. Turn of phrase there.
How about that?
I've always been the corniest one on the podcast.
All right, let's do it. Let's go. Let's get into this season here. Game by game, or you want me to just rattle off like
week by week? Game by game.
Game by game. All right. We open the season in Philly, October 23rd.
Loss.
Win.
Ooh, a win, you say?
Win.
Dumbest thing you've ever said. Of course. The Sixers are quite good. They have gorgeous eyes. They have Joel.
The Sixers and Celtics both made the second round last season.
Yeah.
One, the best player from one team went to the other team. What makes you think that's...
The guy who guarded the other team's best player
who guards
is now
Joel
with the
Embiid
other team.
In any circumstance?
Some would argue my pick was bad. However...
Counterpoint.
Brad Stevens rarely loses to the Sixers. Kemba Walker.
Because he had Al Horford.
Kemba Walker, who's going to guard him? Okay. Who's going to guard Kemba?
Josh Richardson.
Nope.
Okay.
That Tybalt guy.
Nope.
That guy's one of the best defenders in the draft class.
He was drafted in the second round.
Who's going to guard it? Joel Embiid.
That's fair. Daniel Tice.
Marcus Smart.
Daniel Tice.
We're going to start Marcus Smart,
and
he's going to check Embiid. Okay.
Taco's the only one. Taco's got six fouls to give.
If he makes a team.
He's going to make the team on sheer marketing power alone.
If he makes a team.
I'm putting that down for a loss. Toronto, two nights later on that Friday. Home game, Toronto.
Win. Home opener. You got to win it, especially after that devastating Sixers loss they just experienced 2 days before.
Yep. I'm going with the W.
You're going to say what? Contrarian asshole, Jay.
Yeah. You're, come on.
We're going L.
Now.
We're going L.
Why? Who's going to guard Kemba there? Kyle
Fine. 2-0 Celtics. 2-0 Celtics.
Oh, what?
Oh, now you're not even sticking to your own guns?
You know what? I thought about it again, and Grant Williams is going to slide over to the five.
Early season adjustment from Brad there.
And I'm making shit up out of my ass right now. But Carson Edwards will have 37 points in his other victory.
So you're picking a win against Toronto, Jay?
Yes. 2-0 Celtics.
Oh, God. This paper towel is excellent at soaking up the ink. I already wrote down the L. I got to do this W. All right, 2-0. Next night at the Knicks. That's a W.
That's a W. I think we could say that probably for every Knicks game this on the schedule.
Do you think they go forward?
What was their record against the Knicks this past season?
I feel like the Knicks somehow got worse.
Marcus Morris has a revenge game.
Ooh, forgot about the return of Mook.
Ooh.
You forgot about the revenge factor, which you were supposed to hold dear.
But is he getting revenge on the Celtics? Has he been wronged by the Celtics? That's not revenge.
What's revenge?
Revenge is for when the Celtics next play the Sixers and they need to get revenge on the past win.
Yeah, there you go.
He should get revenge on them.
It's the Knicks. It's a win.
Knicks, they're terrible.
Wait,
they're
come on,
garbage,
Jay.
A garbage squadron.
Win or loss, Jay?
Elfrid Payton, triple-double. Celtics go 3-0.
Pencil me in for four wins against the Knicks this year.
Okay.
Is Elfrid Payton even still on the Knicks? I think he is.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, three nights later, Milwaukee at home. They have 3 days off.
Lost
to Milwaukee.
Milwaukee's good.
Milwaukee.
Is it in Milwaukee or in
at
Boston?
Home.
In Boston?
Boston is the home
I'll
for
tell
the
you what.
Boston Celtics.
The Celtics are riding high on their three-game winning streak.
Completely flipped personas now.
Jay,
raging optimist.
Yeah,
has the you're Celtics going, at 4-0?
You going 4-0?
They don't have Al Horford to guard Giannis anymore, but they do have Shemi
Ojeleye.
4-0 Celtics.
4-0 Celtics.
Oh wow! Looking at their following schedule, you're going to have them at least at. Then they go Knicks, Cleveland, Hornets. Are you going all the way up to 7-0?
Terrorizer revenge game? Probably not.
Okay, so Friday night at home against the Knicks.
Win.
Is a win.
Mook.
You're just saying words associated with the team.
Are you just saying
the
things
Celtics
that
pick
you
up another win. The Celtics pick up another win.
5-0. Jay goes 5-0 to start the season. Then three nights later, the lowly Cleveland Cavaliers in Cleveland.
In Cleveland. It's in Cleveland.
In Cleveland.
I don't give a fuck where that is. Cleveland ain't beating anybody good.
What's the difference between Cleveland and the Knicks?
Cleveland is a lot worse than the Knicks.
We all got wins. Jay, you right now have the Celtics on a 6-game winning streak.
To open the season.
To open the season. And then they go to Charlotte Thursday night.
Terry Rozier revenge game, boys.
Man, Nick Friedman's now a Charlotte assistant head coach, and so they're definitely going to lose. The Charlotte is. The Celtics are going to win. That's a definite win. Charlotte's back. Charlotte is back.
7-0!
7.
You are Locked On Celtics, your daily Boston Celtics podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
When will they lose, Jay? When do we stop? When's the first element?
Saturday the 9th at San Antonio.
At San Antonio. Pop did just coach for the Celtics. So do they have the advantage or does Pop have the
Jay's
advantage?
Jay's going to roll into his new podcast with the 80-2 Boston Celtics.
Pop. Pop runs Brad Stevens' shit.
7-1! 7-1! Especially in San Antonio. I can't remember the last time Celtics actually won in San Antonio.
Yeah, that's a loss for me. So right now, Jam and I are exactly, we agree on everything. Jay has the Celtics at 7-1 going into a Dallas game at home November 11th.
Luka, 7-2.
Ooh, 2-game losing streak.
I'm going to say that's a win for the Celtics.
Luka?
That's
Chris Stapps?
Porzingis. So the next game is the Wizards, but Isaiah Thomas is probably going to be out for that because he broke his
Actually, that's 2 months from the day when he was 6 to 8 weeks away.
You've already done this research? Return game.
Yes.
That's why you make the big bucks. Can we talk about Isaiah Thomas was just super high on a scooter going to get Shake Shack on Instagram Live?
I will not confirm that he was super high. I will confirm.
All indications was that he was quite hungry and his eyes needed to be cleared up.
I will say he was clearly hungry. I will say he
had slow motor function.
I don't think it was slow motor function. He thanked the person at Shake Shack very, very
high people can do that. High people can give thanks.
I would argue sometimes high people get assaulted by people wearing cat suits.
Oh.
However, it was a dog suit. Well, let's move on.
Okay.
The Celtics beating the Wizards.
I also have the Celtics beating the Wizards.
On the 13th for the official ledger.
Wait.
We're going to have to photograph this for the official ledger.
So, the Dallas game, what did you have?
I had a win.
You had a win.
I had a loss. Luka.
So, 3-6-7-3. We're both 7-3. And you had a loss to the Wizards?
No.
Mavericks.
Yeah.
You had a loss to the Mavs.
Luka.
Okay. So that's a 3-game losing streak, right? Because you have them losing to Charlotte.
In my world, yes.
Somehow.
I didn't have them losing to Charlotte.
You said Terry Rozier revenge game.
I did say that. Did I ever say, run it back. Run the podcast back.
I'm not running anything back.
I had them beating the Charlotte Hornets.
Okay. So then you have them as 8-2.
I guess so.
Okay. We all have them beating the Wizards. We're horribly optimistic here because now we've got them at 8-3, and you've got them at 9-2 to start the season.
That's a bad
at Golden
bad
State. The big road trip now. There's a big 5-game road trip.
You know what? Jason Tatum could attack D'Angelo Russell.
Like physically with the tire irons. Yeah. Will there be karaoke on the flight from Boston to the Bay?
Ooh.
Celtics insider Jay King, please give me your thoughts.
Cross country flight.
Karaoke singing. We know the power of a nice cross-country flight with this team.
Sure, yeah, of course.
I will say, last time that happened, Kyrie was the one in control of the music. He's no longer there. They lose to the Warriors.
I think they lose to the Warriors, too. I think the Warriors will be better than people think this year.
We've all got losses to the Warriors. Okay, that's great.
Steph may go for 75 that game.
Sacramento Kings.
Hold on, guys. It's a day game, though. That is a 3:30 start, so that's 12:30 start local
time. The Sacramento
time.
Game is, yes.
Last time, they got a new arena.
So that means Robert Williams will be... Oh, we got someone in the house.
What's up?
Kent Graham, how are you? We're
in the middle of a podcast. We're podcasting. But that's...
How was the game?
Come on in.
I'm frozen.
Yeah, it's deer in the headlights.
I'm speechless.
Deer in the headlights.
My roommate has arrived. He was at the Patriots games today. He's a season ticket holder. No big deal. Big time. He just brushed off his shoulder. They got a W today. They're undefeated. He's a beautiful man. He predicted 16-0 for the Patriots.
Rain and Jay's in the house.
Rain and Jay's in the house is what he said. Which could not be picked up, perhaps, by the microphones. I don't know what you heard.
Yes.
I like how you just handed the mic over to Jay.
Since we only have one mic between me and Jay right now, he just keeps on putting the mic in my face, and it feels a lot of pressure to talk.
Yeah.
But it's like a lot of times I don't have much to say. So
let's go back to
what
Sacramento.
You say?
I don't even know what song that was.
Sacramento Kings. It's what you say. It's from the great sketch from SNL, and there's a making fun of a show. What's that show? Where is the kids? I know.
What you
Yeah, no, the song was used in the sketch, Jay. Yeah, it's by Imogen Heap, bruh. I got you good there with my cultural knowledge. Yeah, but it took me a while. I had to talk through it because I remember where I knew it from. And it's from the OC. The OC, the season end to like season two, there's a big shootout. And they played that song. It was very dramatic. And then the SNL sketch made fun of that by shooting everyone. Bill Hader was there. Andy Samberg. It was a good goof.
People say I look like Andy Samberg.
You wish.
It's true.
All right, fair enough.
Sacramento Kings.
Last time we were in Sacramento, Steve Aoki played a halftime set that was atrocious.
Yes, yeah. This is true.
That's a big factor of what's going to happen.
Sacramento beats the Celtics.
Yeah, I got to say that,
yeah,
too.
No.
I think Sacramento. Like, so we all got losses there?
Yep.
Wow. Big time.
Sacramento's good. They barely escaped there. That was one of the times where we thought Gordon Hayward was back because he scored 20
yeah.
points and then just did nothing the rest of the season, but it was like,
that was
back.
A fun game. That was a
he
fun
also
game.
Had a game winner that game.
Yeah, that was a fun game.
Yes.
Okay, so they played
the
Kings
now.
Game.
What if he's back and goes to Sacramento and just rips shit apart?
I've taken that into account in predicting all the rest of the games, and I still think it's going to be a loss.
Fair.
So the reason why the Celtics play that early game, which is 12:30 local time, that's going to be crazy. They play in Phoenix the next night. Phoenix.
Dope.
That's, I guess they beat Phoenix. Although they always have weird games in Phoenix, right?
The three of us could beat Phoenix. Let's just mark it down as a win.
Hold on. Aaron Baines' revenge game. Question mark?
Robert Williams is going to swat his shit to Mark.
It'll be a total hog off.
Winner or loss, Jim?
It's a win.
That was too much weirdness for me.
Then they go to the Clippers.
I cannot always respect all the weirdness.
We all assume that they lose to the Clippers, although I'm not sure Paul George is going to be ready.
I think they lose. It's Kawhi. They couldn't really beat Kawhi last year.
Okay. Jay.
They couldn't beat Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell last year.
Combined forces, so big time. Big
so that's
time
a loss,
L.
Jay?
That's
90.0. Okay.
That'll
and then they go
the
to
net
Denver.
Rating. That'll hurt the net rating.
They end the road trip in Denver.
I feel like I started them off 8-0, and now they're like 8-6 in my world.
They're, let's see, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Last year.
You got them at 10-5. 10-4. We're at 9-6, and you're at 10-5. So you're one game up on us.
That means I got to get a little more pessimistic because I'm always the more pessimistic of the crew.
Well, I've got lost to Denver. You got lost to Denver, Sam.
Yeah, last game of road trip. The altitude, man.
That's gonna suck. That one's gonna suck.
They're gonna sneak one.
You're giving him a dub?
No, they're not. No, I'm a big Jokic fan.
Fun story. One time we did a post-game pod from the rafters in Denver, and I learned that Jay King's terrified of heights, and he couldn't go up to the edge and like look over while doing the podcast. He had to do it from like way back there, and I lost a lot of respect for him.
I'm not a heights guy either, so I can respect that.
However, I have regained and rebuilt that respect in many other avenues, and the fact that I'm afraid of heights only goes to show how little I fear anything else.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, I'm not connecting the logic here. Remind me that I have an amazing story that I can't tell on the podcast about that game. Remind me to tell it later.
Okay. People are
I don't remember that one, but I'm glad I don't.
Okay. So that's the road trip. They come back. First game home from a road trip is always tough.
But they just lost to the Sacramento week before. This is a classic case of revenge game. They get the W.
Buddy Hield has 37, and they lose.
I'm going to go with Jay on that one.
Here's one of the biggest games of the year. Night before Thanksgiving, does Kyrie Irving dare to show up?
Fuck Thanksgiving.
Fair point.
Just don't even. Don't.
Hey, you're just quoting Kyrie there.
That's it.
That was one of Jay's suggestions for our new podcast. It was just called Fuck Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I like that. Go for it.
One of my better suggestions, honestly.
It's a TNT.
I had a lot of bad suggestions.
Is it it's an ESPN game. He'll show up.
No, he didn't show up to any games in Cleveland.
You know why? Because Cleveland sucked. Yeah. Every time Cleveland was good, he showed up. That is the most overblown storyline that has ever been storylined. He will show up.
He'll get booed.
Oh,
and the Celtics will still win.
Think of the spiritual alchemy in that room and the chakras. He's not going to like risk going back into that building after the cancerous season he had the year before.
I think he goes.
And the chakras.
Do the Celtics win, though? Are they better than the Nets?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a W. Although, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know
Jay's
what kind
got
of
a
mood,
W.
What kind of mood Kyrie's
Jam's
in. What
got a W.
Yeah, I think it's a W.
I'm going to say W because I think Kyrie goes off in this game.
Fuck Thanksgiving.
But really doesn't let anybody else do anything. Like he'll go off for like 40 points and have some crazy shit, but then everybody else is just standing around. So then nights later, they go to Brooklyn.
I think Kemba hangs 97 on his head.
Well, what if the Nets decide to double Kemba? And they listen to Kyrie.
Kemba.
I will argue that is true. Kemba. I forgot about that. That was one of the hilarious things of the entire Celtics season was when the Celtics gave up a 20-point comeback to the Hornets-ish. I don't know exactly what the tally was.
That was bad.
And they came back, and then Kyrie said they should have doubled him. And then Brad Stevens came back with all the stats.
I forgot about Brad's clapback. Yeah, that was awesome.
He came back with all the stats of what happened when they doubled him and what happened when they single-teamed him. It was electric. That was as electric as it gets. I'm still going to go Celtics beat the net. But Kemba won't actually have 97. That was just a lie. Ball thing lie.
You are Locked On Celtics, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
So
I forget if I said whether or not. I think I have a win for that game, too.
So we all have wins. Then they go to Brooklyn.
Oh, wow. Triple wins against the Nets.
I have wins for both games against Brooklyn.
Okay, so I'm going to give them a loss, a win, a loss on the road. You got to win, Jay. At Brooklyn.
Joe Harris goes for 40, 3 and
future Boston Celtic Joe Harris.
That's probably not true. And
they're best friends now. They play on Team USA together. They can do so much. He's a unrestricted free agent. They need shooting. He's going to be a Celtic.
They won't have cap space, and
they will once they get that Gordon Hayward contract out of town.
If he declines
out, because he's going to think he's worth more money than he's actually worth.
And then they'll lose Gordon Hayward for Joe Harris, which benefits exactly nobody in Boston.
Joe Harris has some confidence, so maybe it benefits the team because he makes shots every game instead of once every 4 games.
That was cold-blooded. That was
spicy take right there.
That was cold-blooded. I mean, we talked it through.
Yeah, we figured it out. Joe Harris, future Celtic.
I can't agree.
Jay, at yes? Brooklyn, is that a win or a loss?
Loss.
Okay.
Only because there's one team in that building that can actually convert alley-oops, and Jarrett Allen will be throwing down on Enes Kanter's head.
So after 19 games in October and November, I have them at 10-9, Jam has them at 12-7, and Jay has them at 11-8.
That sounds about right, honestly.
That's about right. Okay. So now, December, at the Knicks.
I feel like we got to hurry this up.
Yeah. Well, you keep coming up with stupid Joe Harris has 47. So, at the Knicks, we're all putting in wins for the Knicks?
Yes.
Then, at home, homestand, Miami. I'm going to say, as Jay checks his texts and is not paying attention, I think they beat Miami. Although it's going to be interesting to see what Jimmy Butler does there.
It will not be interesting to see what Jimmy Butler does. Celtics win by 17.
Then Denver. I'm going to give them a loss to Denver. They're not going to beat Denver.
I'm going to say win, revenge game, because they
lost.
And it's low altitude. So it's different for them.
Sure, of course.
Jokic.
So is that a win for Denver?
Jokic.
Is that an L? Jay?
Jokic.
He just keeps putting the mic in my face.
We need you for the official ledger to say winner.
Nuggets win.
Okay.
Jokic.
This volume of beer may not have been the best idea.
However.
Cleveland Jokic? At home.
Win.
It's all a win. That's easy.
Yeah. I mean, the three of us would beat Cleveland.
Okay.
So far you have us as better than both the Suns and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Yes. And I saw the three of us play in the media game, and I don't think we could win.
I don't think we would. But, you know.
Give us two NBA players, and what happens?
We lose.
Even to Devin Booker's summer
first of all,
game.
You're going to dribble out the clock. So we know that that's going to be a turnover.
The kid is speechless.
I know.
So many media games I dominated. So many media games I dominated. One time, my knees act up and I stink and I run out the clock.
You ran out the clock.
That's the only thing I hear about. And not the year before when I had 35.
No.
But no, this time.
I mean, what can I say? All right, moving on. So we're not beating Cleveland when you dribble out the clock. So at Indy, this is an interesting game because I think Indy's an interesting team.
First night of a back-to-back. They play Sixers the next night.
I think they win this game.
I'm going to go loss. Oh, what's the deal with Oladipo? He's not fully healthy, is he?
He's December, January-ish.
This is
early December. I don't think he's back for this game. You know, Boston, Indiana, Brooklyn, they're all in that kind of mix for that third best.
What do you think is going to happen, Jay King?
I think you've been speaking very far from the microphone. And I think Boston beats the non-Bogdanovich Pacers.
Ooh, non-Bogdanovich.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Back-to-back, playing the 76ers at home. I'm assuming on Thursday night it's on TNT.
It's funny. Okay. We've all got them at 4-1 starting. So coming back home, back-to-back.
Horford gets his revenge.
So that's a loss Philly.
Yeah, I'm going to say a loss as well.
Yeah, I'm going to put that down as a loss. Then they have this weird kind of, they got 5 days off in between games. They travel to Dallas, a one-off in Texas, which is weird. But I think they win that game.
I think they lose that game. I feel like they just have trouble in Dallas. I don't know if that's a real, borne out by the stats.
Luka!
Jay's just been reduced to saying the one player on the other team and just repeating that over again. Next game is just going to Blake Griffin.
I'm assuming it's a loss, Jay.
They'll lose to the Mavericks. They will beat Blake Griffin and the Pistons, who stink.
But they have Reggie Jackson,
who also stinks.
Andre Drummond. Who else are they?
Who also stinks.
Did the Pistons do anything this offseason of value?
Who did they get?
Mook's brother.
Yeah, they did. They did bring
his name's
in.
Markeith.
It's also Mook's brother.
Does he stink or not?
No.
He has Morris brother running through his veins.
Not good enough for a win. I say Celtics win in Detroit. Or no, that's in Boston.
It's in Boston. I've already said that.
I know, but the point of the exercise is each of us is trying to give our prediction.
So they win that game.
This is the actual Terry Rozier revenge game because it's the first time he'll be back in Boston other than in this preseason.
The
Celtics win. Because
they still win that game because Charlotte's fucking terrible. Win-win.
Terry in Boston for the first time could be some nightlife threat.
He could be at Bijou.
Oh, God.
The night before. We'll have to check on them with the...
I'm just saying. It could be some nightlife threats.
Another story.
So that's a win.
Not for the podcast, but let me tell you some fun stories about that.
I've heard some Bijou stories. So Jay's got them as a win. Okay. Two nights off at Toronto.
Big thing. Enes Kanter can't go to Toronto because he doesn't have a valid passport.
I feel like they've cleared that up. I think he went to Ed Markey's office and cleared that up.
Maybe Ed Markey won't be senator by then. Maybe New Kennedy.
Because he tweeted pictures with political figures.
Jay King, what do you know about the passport process?
It's not true. He said he was talking to Markey about clearing that up. I think he did.
The ultimate authority rests with President Erdogan in Turkey of whether or not he gets issued a valid passport or not.
I don't think Ed Markey has any.
He's anti Kanter.
That's what I'm saying. Hedo Turkoglu could have all the power here.
I think it's a power grab, and Turkoglu is going for it. What about J.J. Redick?
Maybe Rafer Alston, Skip to Mailou. I can't bet against Skip to Mailou in this case.
So whose team is he playing for?
In which case, Toronto beats the Celtics.
I'm going to go Celtics win. I don't think Toronto's that good.
But also,
I am not trying to make any actual points about Enes Kanter potentially playing overseas.
Jay has no comments on the Erdogan administration, and he does not wish to make any entry into politics.
However, I'm glad I could bring up the old Orlando Magic teams that gave me joy. Courtney Lee.
Okay.
Anyone else?
He was also a name.
No, I was asking for someone else. I gathered that at this point.
I'm going to say they lose this game.
Ooh.
Okay. Cleveland at home on Friday is a win.
Why is it starting at 4 p.m.?
That is an excellent question. It's the
we just glossed over that the game in Toronto is
Christmas Day game.
They're playing at 12. I don't think it changes my vote, but
no,
still,
that's right. I totally forgot about that. Yeah, I don't know. Cleveland at home. I don't know. Maybe they're off to a back to back. It's a Friday, 2 days after Christmas. Whatever. We all got wins. Then Toronto back to back. I think they win that game.
I think they lose just because sometimes you lose games, you know?
Yeah.
It's a make or miss league. I think they missed that night.
Jay King, you're going to name?
Is that what you should call our podcast? Make or miss league?
Ooh, that kind of works.
The make or miss podcast?
I wouldn't hate it.
Make or miss podcast, but choose the game. Toronto, at home. 28th of
December. Lowry makes close to as many winning plays as Marcus Smart. Toronto wins.
And then December at Charlotte is a win.
Oh, yeah. Also a day game, but it's so many day games. 3 p.m. on Christmas or New Year's Eve. I'm going to go a win because Charlotte's garbage. Jay, I'm just going to answer for you. Say it's a win.
However, there may or may not be a Hernan Gomez on the Hornets.
Juancho?
It would actually be Willie.
Oh, no, Willie's the bad one.
Yes.
So that's going to be a win for the Celtics from Jay.
So that's a W there.
I'm on team Hernan Gomez. The Celtics lose.
What?
Ooh.
Wow.
All right, we've reached 2020. The Roaring 20s. What are our records rolling into the Roaring 20s?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Jay has them going 8-6.
Wait. In the month of December? Or just
8-5 in December. So I have them going 10-3. I have a very positive December for them. You have them 9-4. And then Jay has them 8-5. So that makes it 20-12 for me. 21-11 for Jam. And 19-13 for Jay.
What are the storylines? What are the main storylines at this point in the season?
The kid has predicted everything correctly.
I think all the newspapers are going to be talking about Jay King's amazing ability to predict this correctly.
as rightfully so.
I might just turn this into two podcasts.
We're giving you a lengthy amount of content right
here.
Yeah,
this is a lot of content.
A great exit gift is that this is going to be a week's worth of podcasts. You can just do month by month.
This is great.
Obviously, a very fun day, even though it was a kind of somber occasion as far as podcasts go. Not really somber, but, you know, it's a little emotional. So that's the show. We hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed it. Tomorrow, part two of Picking Every Game, we go from January to the end of the season, our final win totals, and then beginning on Thursday, it's the new Locked On Celtics podcast with me and whomever else I find to come aboard the show. We have added a new feature here for the show moving forward. It's a voicemail line. If you want to call it, 617-221-6010, you can call, leave a message, and I'll play some, most, all of them on the podcast from time to time. If something's relevant to a topic, we'll throw an opinion in there. If you've got a question, a comment, whatever, just leave it on that line, 617-221-6010, and maybe some days I'll put a bunch of them in a row. I don't know how it's going to work, but it's a way for you to be part of the show. And again, maybe I'll use some, maybe I won't use some. Make it good. I'm not going to put, just by calling in doesn't mean you're guaranteed to be on the show, but there's a good chance, you know? So keep it fun, keep it light, do whatever. 617-221-6010. Make sure you're calling the show, leave us a voicemail, and maybe you'll be included. Tomorrow, part two of the podcast. So subscribe, give us a good rating, give us that 5-star review. Still share the podcast because it's still going to be awesome, just with different people on it. Tell everybody they should be listening to the Locked On Celtics podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Rainy days.